Appendix A, Relationship Skills. 1. Make a firm decision to pursue the relationship. Offer yourself completely to God. Romans 12:1-2. This is our blood covenant response to a mighty blood covenant offered to us by God. 2. Take time to listen. You must take in His Word. Words are blood covenant containers. The Word of God is Jesus Himself. It is not a book of promises to pick and choose from. The Word of God should be pursued as a regular and daily relationship skill and should be looked at as listening to your Lord Jesus Himself. Ask Him to speak. The Word is supernatural, and it produces faith in the same way natural food produces energy. Jesus said that He is the true manna that gives eternal life. Write down what you feel He is speaking. 3. Take time to talk. Your words, journaling, and being gut-level honest. Write down exactly how you feel. Honesty with your blood covenant partner, Jesus, will cause your sin to go on Him. You cannot and will not overcome any issue in life without this gut-level honesty. We suggest two-way journaling. This is a great way to allow the flow of the Holy Spirit to speak to you personal and intimate things. First, you write down what you want to tell Jesus. Then, through your fingers, be prepared for Him to write His message to you. At first, there may be some mistakes, but through faith and practice, He will be real to you. 4. Take time to talk. His words, the antagonist Satan and his assigned demons, constantly are on task to come against your efforts to relate to Jesus and to overcome. They can only be resisted by you. Jesus gave you the authority and responsibility to speak His word against them. One idea for doing this is read Psalms and Proverbs by the day. You should read aloud 5 Psalms every morning. Use the system of the calendar. That is, on the 3rd of the month, read Psalms 3, 33, 63, 93, and 123. Also, read Proverbs 3. In this system, the student will read all Psalms and Proverbs every month. Using this system renews the mind, speaks the word to Satan, and allows the suffering student to relate his or her emotions to the psalmists. Provisions can be made for months with 31 days and for Psalm 119. 5. Obey God. Ask God to give you something simple, something small every day that you may obey. It may be just encouraging another. It may be not driving down the same street that fed your addiction. It may be confessing your sin to Him. This is a big thing. John 14:21-23 says that when we obey His word, that He will reveal more and more of Himself to us. Once you have seen Jesus, relationship with Him will no longer be a discipline, but it will be a passionate pursuit.